The conversation that I've been wanting and burning to have for the last few days and then solidified last night watching ENCA and JJ Tabani's show is issues around the South African flag. The South African flag is a beautiful flag. Whatever symbolism you ascribe to it vexillologically, it is a striking flag. I was telling John, and John was quite surprised that I watch a lot of YouTube videos where people rate flags and talk about flags and compare flags. And vexillologically, people who know flags say it is a really well-designed flag. It is instantly recognizable. It is beyond just the primary colors, or what we know to be the primary colors of Western flags of red, white, and blue. It is a really beautiful flag, and it's rated by people who know flags. But 22 million rand for a flag. For what? Because that's what the Department of Arts and Culture wants to do. They want to erect a 100 meter tall flag pole and attach a 10 by 15 meter flag for people to come and travel to Freedom Park in Pretoria to see. But for what? And it's an answer to a question that even Nathi Mthethwa could not even give an answer to. When he was on ENCA last night, he said this.
During the day, it will be seen. At night, you'll also be able to see it. Because
it lit
yeah. at night
yeah.
Because the education has to be continuous both during the day and at night, and the massive nature of the flag
yeah.
is bringing in the steel industry, because
the steel industry. So the pole is this the pole.
Yes,
yeah.
Right from the building of the flag itself, with a lot of cranes which would have to get this very, you know, big, massive steel,
yeah.
With a lot of construction material and so on. So the value, as I said, would outlive us. Would outlive yeah. us, because it is important, AJ. It is important that we make the point
yeah.
that I hear you talk about priorities and so on. But as I said to you, this is a fully fledged branch which has built museums, which
yeah.
has built a lot of monuments in the past and continues to do that.
Will definitely benefit the steel, all right? It will benefit the steel industry, not artists, not cultural practitioners, not heritage activists, not even textile workers, Nathi Mthethwa was saying. It will, for a once-off, benefit those who work in steel, and I'm sure those who do steel. And of course, many would argue that how many meals could you buy with 22 million rand? How many schools could you build? Well, with the standardized costing of schools that the Department of Basic Education announced a couple of years ago, a new public school costs in the round of the region of 5 million rand. So 22 million rand means that's about 5 schools and some trade. But and that's valid. That's a valid question to ask. But what could you do? Else could you do? You know, that benefits people directly with 22 million. But it's more than food. It's more than food for bellies. It's also what feeds our soul as South Africans. It's what celebrates us. It's what colors the literal and figurative black and white, what paints in those pictures of the literal black and white of this country. And I'm not even talking about the industry that Nathi Mthethwa is supposed to support and grow economically. And that's artists, it's performers, it's stagehands, it's lighting, it's sound engineers. And it's these people that this government has forgotten over the last 2 years. So there was a suggestion that came through the voice note line this morning. Karen in Komiki sent a voice note to John Mathan this morning, and really thank you for this idea, Karen. And she asks, why a 22 million rand flag? Why not a million rand grant to 22 artists, poets, creators, sculptors, performance artists, dancers? How about a grant? Something that can these artists can live on for a time, and also the rest being used to create. And let's even say we use the South African flag as our theme. What does the South African flag mean to you? Here's 1 million rand each for 22 artists. Let's develop the economy. Let's develop this industry. But also, let's travel. Let's take this around the country. Because how many people is going to go to Freedom Park in Pretoria to go see a 10 by 15 meter flag? And so we've taken that idea. And again, thank you so much to Karen. And we've asked and we've put it out there to people in art and culture and entertainment, what would you do? Say you're selected as one of the 22 South Africans who, through the theme of the South African flag, create something that lasts and has an impact in communities around the country, not just in Freedom Park, and not just benefit the steel industry. Here's just one of them. So please, throughout the course of the show, we want to reflect on that. 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567.